If you find yourself penciling a deal more than once, it's a problem. Online or in-store, Gubagoo's virtual retailing offers a unified experience and ensures a seamless deal every time. Check it out at gubagoo.com.
Want to dive deeper into the topics you hear about on Daily Drive? We're offering listeners a special offer, 20% off a one-year Automotive News digital subscription. That gets you access to all of our news, information, and analysis made for automotive industry leaders like you. Go to autonews.com/dailydrivepromo to redeem.
Welcome to Daily Drive for Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. I'm Jake Neer in Detroit, in for Jamie Butters.
And I'm Kellen Walker in Las Vegas. Today on the show, Toyota tightens control over battery production before its new EV push. The UAW notches a win in its organizing efforts. And most big public retail groups are seeing a dip in F&I profits. Plus, Casey Ivins of Costco Auto joins the show to talk about the state of the business in 2024.
We think there's going to be challenges with interest rates, with inventory levels. You know, finding the right inventory mix for pre-owned is going to be something that dealers are dealing with. So, you know, we're trying to ride it out and just stay ahead of everything.
Let's run through all the news you need to know to keep up in the auto industry.
Toyota is tightening control over critical battery production. That's as the automaker gets ready to ramp up next-generation electric vehicles. Toyota will take the next step by buying out longtime partner Panasonic for full ownership of their 28-year-old battery-making joint venture, Prime Earth EV Energy. Prime Earth is one of Toyota's earliest suppliers of batteries for hybrid vehicles, including the Prius. It's gearing up to start producing batteries for full electric vehicles in Japan. The company was established in 1996 as a 40-60 joint venture between Toyota and Panasonic. Toyota traditionally likes close oversight, if not outright control, over key components. Bringing Prime Earth fully in-house allows more flexibility in deciding output levels, cost, and battery technology.
Meanwhile, Toyota will make an investment of more than $2.2 billion in Brazil. The automaker plans to build a new hybrid flex vehicle by 2025, and a car specially designed for the Brazilian market. It didn't give a date for the latter. Toyota is the latest global automaker to announce plans for new investments in Brazil this year. Others include Volkswagen, General Motors, and Hyundai Motor. Toyota owns three factories in Sao Paulo State.
The UAW says workers who produce hot stamping and conventional stamped parts for General Motors, Tesla, and Stellantis at a plant in suburban Detroit have voted 42-37 to join the union. The UAW said in a statement Tuesday that the workers at GNS North America in Canton, Michigan, voted late last month to become part of UAW Local 900 Region 1A. The 110 workers at GNS create structural parts, roof enforcements, bumper components, B-pillars, and door beams. GNS North America has additional plants in Holland, Michigan, and Mexico. Efforts to reach a spokesperson at GNS North America were unsuccessful.
And same-store finance and insurance gross profit per vehicle fell at four of the top six franchise auto dealership groups in the fourth quarter. That's compared with a year earlier. However, all but Group 1 saw those results improve over the third quarter. AutoNation was the only new vehicle retailer among the six to grow F&I gross profits in full-year results. Companies say consumer interest rates have been a challenge. Analysts say there's also a threat from leasing. Still, every retailer but Penske continued to produce more than $2,000 in F&I gross profit per vehicle for both the fourth quarter and the full year. And those are today's headlines. Coming up, Costco Auto's Casey Ivins joins the show. That's next on Daily Drive.
We want to hear your voice on Daily Drive. What would you like us to talk about this week on our Weekend Drive episode of the show? What are some of the biggest industry trends or news stories you're thinking about?
Send us a voicemail, text, or email, and you might hear it on the next edition of Weekend Drive. Here's how you can get in touch.
Call us and leave a voicemail or text at 313-444-2774. Again, that's 313-444-2774. You can also record your voice on your smartphone and send it to dailydrive@autonews.com. That's dailydrive, one word, at autonews.com.
And tune into the show this weekend. You might hear your question or comment.
We know 95% of customers complete at least a portion of their vehicle buying journey online, so they expect the deal they create on your website to match exactly what they see in your showroom. If it doesn't, you can lose that customer's trust, risking not only that deal, but also any future opportunities. That's where Gubagoo's virtual retailing steps in. We transform the conventional car buying process into a modern, transparent, and seamless experience. With Gubagoo, you'll be able to access information the customer entered online, such as their favorite vehicles, in-progress deals, and any pending orders when they enter your dealership. And our industry-leading F&I process averages nearly 3 times greater revenue per deal, thanks to our smart menus and bundles. Did we mention that virtual retailing is fully integrated with our premium chat solution? Real-time messaging and live support from our team of specialists brings the engagement of your showroom directly to your website. Don't let disconnected experiences drive customers away. Try virtual retailing by Gubagoo, where seamless meets success. Discover the difference and see why over 8,000 dealers and 20 OEMs trust us at gubagoo.com. That's GUBAGOO.com.
Welcome back to Daily Drive. I'm Jake Neer with Kellen Walker. For years, retailer Costco's auto program has worked with several automakers to offer incentives on new cars and trucks to Costco members through a network of more than 3,000 participating franchise dealerships. Like everyone in the retail business, the economic landscape in 2024 is forcing Costco Auto to adapt. Casey Ivins is vice president of the Eastern Division for Costco Auto's field team. He spoke with our own Jamie Butters at the 2024 NADA show in Las Vegas.
Casey Ivins, welcome to Daily Drive here at the Automotive News booth at the NADA show in Las Vegas.
Thank you for having me here. It's fantastic. It's exciting.
It's a lot of energy in the room today. So what is your main message or mission here at NADA this year?
We always love to come to conventions. We go up to NADA regularly, auto remarketing, driving sales. We need to learn everything we can about the business to help serve our Costco members and to serve our dealers. So we're going to educational sessions. We're meeting with OEM partners and other vendors as well to expand our program as much as we can.
Are you trying to add dealers, or how many dealers do you work with around the country?
Right now, we're at about 2,600 dealers
across
the country. So we can't really add dealers here because there's a vetting process. We can only do one dealer per warehouse. So that's why we don't have a booth here. Our dealers, it all has to be in the field, one-on-one meetings. So if we need a dealer for a warehouse, our goal is to have one dealer of each brand for every warehouse.
Okay.
So in a perfect world, we'd have one manufacturer rep for all of our different warehouses.
How many warehouses do you have?
Right now, it's about 550.
Okay. Interesting. All right. So how's business? Was 2023, we saw a return of production. Sales generally went up. Was that the case for Costco as well?
Absolutely. So what we've always sold our program as is volume plus for the dealers. Mm-hmm. We've got great members that buy at a high percentage. So we try to move those extra units for the dealers. It's a little more difficult when there's less inventory on the ground. So 2023 was a great year for us. Overall, we sold around 600,000, or our members bought about 600,000 cars from our partner dealerships.
Right.
So out of that,
got to make sure you get that the terminology exactly right.
Absolutely. So what we do is our members come to our website and we send them to our dealers. So we've hand selected our dealers, and our members will go there to close the deal. But out of that 600,000, about 105,000 were certified pre-owned, which is a great thing for us. But year over year, 23 over 22, we were up 2.2%. And what's really exciting is in Q3, we were up 19.5% over Q3 2022.
Wow.
And Q4, we were up 14.6% over Q4 in 22.
So you feel like you're gaining momentum?
Yes, I'm a sales manager, so yes, we're gaining momentum and we're bullish on 24.
Well, 24 seems like it should be a good year, especially, for a program like Costco Auto, because inventory is rising and it seems like, and there's a lot of
pressure on affordability. A lot of customers really looking for some value after maybe overpaying in the shortage.
Absolutely, and that's a good situation for us. Dealers are getting more inventory on the ground. Our members are our best asset, and they're a great demographic, and they're really resilient to economic changes, so they're always gonna be buying cars. So the fact that we're now, the dealers are pricing more inventory for us, we're able to connect more of our members with dealers. So it's definitely helped.
Dealers have been talking a lot lately about the challenges they've had selling EVs. What's your experience been with EVs for your Costco customers?
Well, our members buy EVs. Our members are early adopters on things like that. So we have an everyday program where our dealers will price vehicles for us, and we have EV offerings for most of our dealers. So they can choose which models depending on what they have to sell, and our members buy electric vehicles at a good clip.
Yeah. So with inventory back, incentives are getting a little bigger too. Does that play into what you can negotiate for customers?
Yes, we look at everything. So the interest rates, if there's incentives, we also have our own incentives. We have something we call our member-only incentive program, or MOIs. So we have one going right now with Cadillac. We've done one with Polestar, with Volvo, with Audi, General Motors. So it's fantastic. So the incentives are, we've got our own, and also the ones in the industry are helping.
Are those picking up more? Are you doing more of those special programs?
Absolutely. Some of it is still in progress, but right now we're booked out pretty much for 2024. So it's really been a growing part of our business and a great part to our benefit for our members.
Yeah. When you say booked out for the year, is that you try to have something each month, or how does that work?
Absolutely. So it's been great. We normally have one and then we'll roll into another one.
Okay.
Like I said, the last one we had Audi going through the year, then we did Volvo, and now we're into General Motors. We're into Cadillac.
Gotcha.
So we're trying to get one after another lined up in addition to the everyday program.
Right. Anything else about the year ahead that we should talk about?
Except we're excited with Costco Auto, and it's, you know, going to all these meetings, it looks like there's going to be challenges, like you said, with interest rates, with inventory levels. Pre-owned is going to be, you know, finding the right inventory mix for pre-owned is going to be something that dealers are dealing with. So, you know, we're trying to ride it out and just stay ahead of everything.
I was surprised to hear you facilitated so many CPO sales last year. It seems like CPO has been really under a lot of pressure, in part because there's so few used vehicles, pre-owned vehicles that dealers have to sell.
It was interesting when the new car with the microchip shortage, when there was less new car availability, we really pivoted our marketing towards the parts and service and pre-owned. So our members have a really good visibility on that, and we our dealers continue to perform with that.
All right. Casey Ivins is Vice President of the Eastern Division for Costco Automotive's field team. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
That's Daily Drive for today. I'm Jake Neer in for Jamie Butters.
And I'm Kellen Walker. Thanks to Automotive News journalists Hans Greimel, Caitlin Luckoff, John Hutter, and CJ Moore for their reporting for today's podcast. You can get the latest news on retail, battery manufacturing, and everything happening in the auto industry at autonews.com.
Come back tomorrow for a conversation with TrueCar Chief Revenue Officer Jay Koo about the company's new products meant to make the changing retail environment more manageable for dealers.
We kind of went into the bunker and devised a bunch of new products that we knew as things would change, we could be more helpful and kind of be a new TrueCar for dealers.
We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you think of the show and the topics we covered today. Send us an email at dailydrive@autonews.com or leave a voicemail at 313-444-2774. And if you enjoy the podcast, remember to like, leave a review, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.